joining us right now is Norfolk County Sheriff Patrick McDermott. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office putting out a warning about scams, and he wants to discuss this further with us. Sheriff, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's always great to be on WATD and share some news, both good and bad, with the public. So,
yeah, and we wanted to talk about scam calls, and from what I understand, you've seen an uptick.
There's been a real uptick, and the scammers are getting more sophisticated. They're getting more tactical in how they take advantage of innocent victims. And currently, the latest scam, and there's been several of them that use actually Norfolk County Sheriff's officers and deputies, including the sheriff, including my name, asking people to give money to bail their loved ones out of jail or to pay off a debt that's owed. And the latest scam, which is a total heartbreak, is a woman, a nurse practitioner, who was scammed out of $13,000. And these sophisticated scammers actually are able to spoof phone numbers. They can actually, when you look at your caller ID, it'll look as if the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office is calling you. And they use the names of actual officers. We always encourage people, we will never ask for any kind of payment over the phone ever. We never ask for payment anyways. We always, if somebody gets a call like that or a text message, immediately contact your local police department, and certainly you can call the sheriff's office to let us know about it. We're actively working right now with the FBI on trying to track where these phone calls and these texts are coming from so that we can alleviate the scams and so hopefully save innocent victims from losing hard-earned thousands of dollars. So please be aware of it. Contact your local police. Contact us at the sheriff's office. Do not give your contact information. Do not give your credit card. Do not give your bank account. We urge people to contact us immediately.
And we understand, actually, somebody contacted an employee of the Norfolk Sheriff's Office claiming to be you.
Yes, it happens quite frequently. And these are how sophisticated these folks are getting. And I caution people now, if they're following artificial intelligence, they can actually spoof people's voices. They can spoof people's likeness in terms of a visual likeness. It's very dangerous out there. So just, you really need to be on top of your game when these calls come in. They prey upon your fears. They prey upon personal information that they may be able to gather on you, and they will try to scam you out of money. Just be careful about it, and please, the local police departments are consistently vigilant on this. The sheriff's office are, and we want to make sure that people are protected.
Now, on a more positive note, you do have one more Summer Safety Fest coming up.
One more. So these have been fantastic events that we host around Norfolk County. We have three this year. This is our third coming up next weekend, August 12th, in Sharon at the Crescent Ridge Farm. Great family event. We bring out all of the bells and whistles for the kids and for the adults. And, you know, these are entertaining opportunities, but also we teach valuable public safety lessons to people in terms of summer safety action. And we will certainly be talking about those unfortunate scams that go on, too. But we encourage everybody to come out August 12th from 10 to 2, Crescent Ridge Farm in Sharon, Massachusetts. Hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate with us, because last year that place was packed. So come on, grab an ice cream, grab a burger. We're going to have a great time.
All righty, Sheriff. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks to everybody at WATD. Thank you.